This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Longer unemployment lines.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The Labor Department says this morning new jobless claims were up way more than expected last week. The number of laid-off workers signing up for benefits hit 626,000. Analysts expected something more along the lines of 580,000. We're at the highest level now since October 1982. Of course, the workforce has grown by about half since then. The Obama administration is still hoping to get people to work with programs included in the massive stimulus package, and the Senate is still adding to the plan. It's totaling something like $920 billion right now. Last night, Senate Republicans passed an amendment for a tax break on home purchases. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
If you're thinking about buying a house as a primary residence, how about this for a sweetener? A tax credit of up to $15,000. The Senate passed that amendment by unanimous voice vote last night. It would replace the current subsidy, which is $7,500 and only for first-time homebuyers. James Angel is a finance professor at Georgetown. He says the tax perk is aimed at folks in the middle class who are on the knife's edge of being able to afford the down payment on a mortgage.
By putting this $15,000 subsidy onto every home purchase, you're going to stimulate home sales. And this pickup in activity may help the market turn around.
If approved, the new tax break would expire in 1 year. It would cost $19 billion. That would balloon the total stimulus to $920 billion.
This will help the people who want to buy or sell a house this year and the realtors. The rest of us are going to pay for it.
A Senate vote on the stimulus package could come as early as tonight. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
So far on Wall Street, the Dow is down almost 1%, down 77 points to 7,879. The NASDAQ also down about 1%. The S&P 500 down 1%, just over 1%. European markets are still in the red as well. The Bank of England today took its key interest rate down to a record low 1%. Walmart is pretty much in its own category when it comes to retail reports this morning. The company saw sales go up more than 2% last month. As Ashley Multite reports, most retailers are still hurting.
January was full of big sales. It was also full of job losses. Stephen Platt runs the Platt Retail Institute in Chicago. He says vicious winter storms didn't help retailers either.
Weather is a big factor. You start factoring that in, you start factoring the state of the economy, the earnings are going to be very disappointing.
Platt says far fewer shoppers tramp through stores than retailers had hoped. Retail analyst John Morris says stores are steeling themselves for a quiet spring, in part because of their own efforts to lure customers with huge markdowns.
The big concern on retailers' mind is what kind of an impact this promotional activity has had on the psyche of the consumer. 80% off is the new 60% off.
He says if the consumer is now hooked on bargains, stores will face tough conditions for the rest of the year. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
With all this talk about a stimulus package, there seems to be a new fascination with the New Deal. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell is with us now. Chris, some recent op-eds say the New Deal made the Great Depression worse. What's your take?
Well, my take on it is the New Deal was a success. And you have to be a little bit careful about defining that and not setting up a straw man. The New Deal was not perfect. It didn't, solve everything. But remember, we had 25% unemployment, and actually really higher than that if you include the underemployed. And the New Deal basically did bring people back to work.
Now, a big part of the New Deal was stimulating wages. And you have those that say, great, wages were high. That was supposed to increase purchasing power. But really what happened was they were so high that industry ended up being choked.
Yeah. And there, you know, in defending the New Deal, I mean, remember some of the things that were done. We had Social Security. We got the FDIC. You got the Securities and Exchange Commission. We went for some higher wages to try and help out the factory worker. Not everything worked. Not everything was perfect. And real wages were going up anyway. I mean, if you had a job, I mean, think about it. If you had a job and you're getting a regular paycheck, just think how much farther your dollar went during the Great Depression because of falling prices, right? I mean, that's one aspect of looking at a deflation that goes along with the depression.
When it comes to Wall Street, I guess a difference in the 1930s was that you didn't see images of green and red arrows for the Dow and the S&P everywhere
right.
you turned. And the Dow didn't actually hit that level that it was at in 1929 until, I think, the mid-50s.
Right, 1954.
What kind of parallel can you draw there as people really are still so nervous about what the market's doing right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that happened during the Great Depression is you get the decline in 1929, then you get the decline in 1930, and then you get a decline in 1931, and people are going, well, it can't go any lower. 6 months later, you were completely wiped out mm-hmm. because the Dow went down 89% and did not hit its low until July 1932. Parallel I would draw is the history of financial crises is that they are longer and they are deeper and they're harder to get out of than we're thinking about right now.
Well, New Deal, stimulus package, whatever you want to call things right now, how about leaving us with some new hope?
Well, I think that, you know, it's very clear that the package that gets passed, the New Deal, whatever you want to call it, let's just call it a fiscal stimulus package. It's the right thing to do. It's an insurance policy. And monetary policy is doing what it can. It now needs some help on the fiscal side.
And that is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
You can share your thoughts at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.